Hey, yo, peace and blessings, blessings and peace. It's the boy, Jarmel Reese, man, and welcome back to a new season of Just a Thought, man, a very new season. I'm so happy this today, man, to be here with y'all, man, and just be bringing the show back. It's been a little break, but we definitely back, and we got new guests, we got new giveaways. It's just a whole new vibe. Hope y'all loving the new set, you know what I mean, and everything that we got going on. And this month, we're going to be talking about purpose. And what is purpose? You know, like, some people will have a purpose that's written for you, that's that even with your parents, they'll say, hey, this is what they want you to be, this is what they're pushing you towards. But you ultimately have to be able to have your own purpose. And what is that? It's that thing that's that why. It's the thing that you will never give up on. It's the thing that everybody else is like, why are you doing this? And you're still like, hey, no matter what it is, I got to push towards this. This is my goal, because that's your purpose. And we all have our own purpose. You know what I'm saying? And tonight I got a special guest, Miss Sarah Tyree. She'll be with me tonight. So we'll definitely be chopping it up, talking about her business and ultimately like purpose as well. You know what I'm saying? And just having real good conversation. So, man, welcome back to with me again with another season of Just a Thought. Let's get into the intro and we'll be right back. All right. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. It's the boy, Jarmel Reese, and I want to share my experiences with you. If I had to put my life in one word, I would have to say,
ridiculous, man.
From growing up in one of the worst neighborhoods in St. Louis, Missouri, launching a successful music career, recording with some of the top names in the industry, and launching my own clothing line, traveling the world, discovering the power behind yoga and meditation, and how it can heal the mind as well as the body. So tune in to my show, Just a Thought. Follow the story, like the page, subscribe. Let's write the rest of the story that you've always dreamed of. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. It's the boy, Jarmel Reese. See you soon. Man, welcome back to another season, like I said, of Just a Thought. And so today, we're going to be talking to Miss Sarah Tyree. Man, she's a woman of multifacets. If I can say anything about her, is that she's an activist. Man, I was reading her bio and it was just so just gone off of all the things that she was doing. And Sunny was like, Sunny is always trying to hook it up. She does all the back behind the scenes stuff. So make sure y'all get it, S Mills Media. She's always hooking up stuff and making connections. And so she brought me Miss Sarah's bio, and I was just so interested to be able to talk to her and bring her on the show. So she has so many different things that's going on. And so let me bring her in so she could be able to introduce herself. Let me get bring her in. Let's go. Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I cannot complain. Peace and blessings. Thank you for being able to come on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here with you tonight.
Hey, no doubt, no doubt. So why don't you go ahead and introduce the people and let them know who you are and just a little bit a background of what you do as well.
Yeah. So good evening, everybody. My name is Sarah Tyree. I'm an Arizona native. I'm a former foster care youth, an 8-year Army veteran. I've been a social worker for 17 years and political figure and now business owner. So I do lots of different things. And I don't know, I guess I'm just excited to be here tonight and to just chop it up with you.
Yeah, most definitely. So why don't you just tell us some of the things that you do and how did you, just tell us a little bit about your background. Far as I also read that you had a couple of degrees. So tell us about those.
So I guess like real quick, like I grew up like in a very, in a white family and biracial, and, you know, was kind of raised that the black side of me, our community is like lazy and what we do is live off the government and all of these things. And that was what I grew up in. And so I think I worked really hard to make sure that I am not those things, right? Like we are out here. We literally, this country was built off of us. So just really trying to make sure that I'm living in the light that people so desperately want to snuff out. So when it comes to my degrees, I have a degree, a bachelor's degree in social work, a bachelor's in political science, and a master's degree in social work as well. And some of the things that I do or how I got into it. So as I mentioned, I was in foster care, and I kind of felt like after leaving the military, the only like true route there was for me was to be a social worker. I feel like the caseworker that I had didn't care about my safety and didn't care about my needs. And so I wanted to like right wrongs, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind mm-hmm. of where I went with that. And then over the years, it just transformed into like who I am as a person and being human-centered and being person-centered and like, I don't know, creating safe spaces for folks that otherwise wouldn't have that. And ultimately that led me to politics too, and activism. And on the same day that George Floyd was murdered here in Arizona, Deion Johnson was murdered by a DPS officer. And so we took to the streets and we held police accountable and just so many things. So, yeah.
Nah, that's super dope. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we need inside the community. And it's that's very interesting hearing where you come from. Like you said, you come from like a all white basically family. And explain to me how do we get here from there? Because how hard was that to even be able to hear that as a child and to say no? I'm not going to accept that, even from your own family.
Yeah. Honestly, as a young person, I had no idea that what I was experiencing was different. Because that I was just raised that way. These are the things that I grew up hearing every single day in my entire life. And then, you know, I'm not going to lie, like going into the military, they kind of further that propaganda too. Like it's the good old boy system. If you're black or brown, you're, you know, over there somewhere. Yeah. And so it really wasn't until I got married, you know, a few years ago and that person was incarcerated. And it really forced me to like change the perspective that I had because I was raised conservative. So I had conservative views. If you're in jail, you did something, you belong there.
Right, right.
And that person robbed a drug dealer for 3 pounds of weed, just single digit three, and got 2 life sentences off of that.
Man, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's super crazy.
For 3 pounds of weed, like you should be thanking that person. Like they did your job, police. Like you're welcome. But
yeah, 3 pounds of weed. Like we really, and nowadays, weed is straight legal. So right. We talking right 3 pounds of it. Yeah. So yeah, this is crazy.
2 life sentences plus 5 years. And so really like seeing how they were treated like within the system and also how I was treated for being married to that person really like was eye-opening for me. And I really took a deep dive into like my identity because up to that point, you know, I had been raised white and this is who you are. And that's not, society doesn't see me as a white woman. They see me as a black woman. And so I need to know me. I need to know my community. I need to know my heritage and like, you know, as much as we can know about where we come from.
Most definitely.
Right. But now it's, no, I am these things. I am a black woman. I'm a black queer woman at that. And I own it and I love it and I'm here for it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know what I'm saying? For real, that takes a lot of courage. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we really like, really try to instill in people. You know what I'm saying? Like moving forward, not worrying about what everybody else is talking about, but straight up moving forward for you, because at the end of the day, you are the one who got to live inside this vehicle, right? And so it doesn't have anything to do with anybody else. You know what I'm saying? So that just big ups for that. You know what I'm saying? For taking those type of steps, because man, just looking at you, you got like I seen your website and all that stuff, man. Let me pull your website up for people as well too. You know, this is her right here, right? This is her. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at you, like taking charge. I'm dead serious. Like it's serious.
Can I tell you, like, when people see that photo, so many people are like, you look like an angry black woman.
Oh, man. No. I'm going to tell you what I got from it. So when I got it was like, I'm like, yeah, she not playing.
If Facts, because I'm not playing. You're not gonna be out here making these bunk ass policies that impact my life. No.
We need that though. You know what I'm saying? The thing of it is that it's time out for all the fake politics. You know what I'm saying? Like, politics gotta quit being so fake. Hey, listen to me. It's real people out here looking at you. And so you gotta be real with the people at all times. We don't need anything watered down anymore. They giving you too much watered down stuff. And so, you know what I'm saying? When I saw the picture, I was like, oh man, I told Sunny, I was like, I'm nervous to interview her. She looked like she ain't gonna be playing with me. She not playing. Then I start reading your bio. I'm like, this woman is not playing with people. She is not playing. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And then talk about the second chance law. I saw something about that. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so I lived in Utah for a short while. I don't recommend it. And, you know, there they have a law with what they call the good landlord law. And that basically means that if you're a renter and you intersect with the police in any capacity, you got pulled over for a ticket, you got a DUI, whatever it was, they are legally bound to tell your landlord that you intersected with them. And thus, yes, and your landlord can evict you because they get tax incentives for keeping their community safe.
Hold up. You can be evicted. Yes. Go back and say this again. Start this over. Come on.
Okay. So in Utah, they have the good landlord law. If you are a renter and you are intersecting with law enforcement in any capacity, even if you're a survivor of domestic violence, that officer is legally required to tell your landlord that you intersected with law enforcement, and your landlord can evict you.
Wow.
So you're saying, wow, but things like that happen in Arizona as well. So because that happened, you know, I told you that I was married previously and I almost lost my life to that person. We had a very serious domestic violence situation and I obviously intersected with law and they went and told my landlord and I got evicted within 48 hours. So not only did I get beat up, I'm getting evicted. Out in the streets. Right. So just a lot of things. So from there, I really wanted to create the opposite of that, because not just for like survivors of domestic and sexual violence, but also like the folks that are formerly incarcerated that come out and they feel like they've done their due diligence and they've paid their debt to society. They deserve to live in safe, quality housing as well. Right. And so for here in Arizona, as I ran for office, I ran on the second chance law, and what that would do is it would take a certain amount of money out of our general budget, right? Mm-hmm. So taxpayers pay all this money, it goes to a budget, the legislature gets to decide what they're gonna do with that money. And a portion of those funds would go to providing $5,000 liability insurance caps for private renters who were willing to rent out to formerly incarcerated, or they were willing to rent out to domestic violence survivors, or if you had a small business who was willing to hire these folks as well, not only are we going to give you a tax incentive, but we're going to give you liability insurance just in case something does happen, right? And the goal behind that is if we have Arizona-driven data, or whatever state is going to implement this, if we have 5 years worth of driven data, then we can say, yes, this program worked, and let's figure out how we expand it, or no, this didn't work, and let's, like, can we tweak it? But right now, we're not doing shit. We're just putting people out on the streets and, like...
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, that's a serious thing. I mean, you know, you actually get into a domestic dispute and then you actually get kicked out in the streets. It's like you just like double the ass whooping it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like for real, you know what I'm saying? And that's I have never heard of that before. Yeah. I've never heard of that before. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, it's somebody that's like for real taking a stance on that, because for real, we need to be able to try to, if we're going to do anything, we should try to be able to give therapy or counseling or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what people sometimes need, because the reality of it is that sometimes we just need to learn how to be able to deal in relationships. you know.
You made my heart so happy just now. You made my heart so happy because mental health is so important. Your physical health is important, but your mental health and your mental well-being is equally as important as your body. And so one of the other pieces, since we're on the topics of policy, is that, you know, for women, we get pap smears, and that's considered preventative care. And for men, y'all get, come on, help me out.
Oh, you talking about when
prostate, you get your prostate exam.
Yeah, prostate, yeah.
So both of those procedures are considered preventative via insurance, which means they're free, right?
Okay.
Why can't we make therapy free? Why isn't therapy preventative care?
Hey, therapy is one of the things that it is definitely needed in the Black community. I know that I can speak that, for, especially from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if you ever been to St. Louis or heard anything about St. Louis, Missouri, but when I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri is the number one murder rate in the world, and it probably still is per person. So it's a very small place. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people here, we've all seen murders. We've all seen these things as normal things, right? And so as a child, I saw these things, even being held up at gunpoint and being robbed and all these different things. And, you know, I never knew how much it had triggers on me as an adult. You know what I'm saying? And so you're 100% right. I think that the best thing that we could ever be able to do is provide therapy for people. You know what I'm saying? So
can I do a shameless plug real fast?
You could definitely do that. Yeah.
So if you are you located in Arizona?
I am located. So let me tell you where I'm located. We are located all over. So don't even worry about it. Yep. Okay. Go ahead.
So for the folks that are in Arizona, and really probably anywhere, because I think a lot of folks are doing telehealth, we have a Black Therapist in AZ webpage. So you can go to blacktherapistaz.org, I think, and it's a whole list of Black therapists, men, women, queer, not queer, everybody in the spectrum, children, adolescents, adults.
Sarah, put that in the chat for me, and then I'll put it on the screen for people as well. You know what I'm saying? And we'll put that up there.
Yeah, it's so important, right? Like, we're talking about therapy. And I think, too, within the Black community, we haven't gotten over this. Everything stays within the household. Everything stays, like, you know, hush, hush. But silence breeds violence, bro. Like, silence breeds violence, and we have to heal these things so that we can be better, and that the generations after us aren't dealing with the same traumas that we are.
That's the thing about it. We don't take it into account of how much that it does play a factor on the next generation. And now the kids, it's just passing trauma down the line. And not only do the kid have to deal with your trauma, they have to deal with their own trauma. And so that's like double the whammy of what we're passing down and what we're not doing. Give me a second. We get ready to take a break for a second, and we'll be right back, okay? Subscribe. Make sure you like. Make sure you love. Make sure you share. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of cool giveaways that's going to be coming out this month. You know what I mean? Make sure you go into the clothing line. We got the 9 collections with the S. Go over there so you could be able to shop. You can go and get you a spiritual advisory shirt. Everything that you want to be able to get from the 9 collection, you know what I'm saying? Donate, all that stuff. The link tree is in the description. Peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. It's the boy, Jarmel Reese, and it's another week of Just a Thought.
Today is a new day to start over. We should be thankful that we have the opportunity to breathe, see, and be in our right minds. But we get so caught up in what society says we don't have, we become insecure within ourselves. I guess we all need validation. If you actually looked around, you'll see that we all are in search of something, a bigger plan. But if you learned you never had to look around, it was with you the whole time, there's no greater validation that can come from anywhere but the love and validation you can give to yourself. So the next time you're in the midst of the storm, grab a mirror. I promise you, there's pure beautiful sunshine that wants to love you, like you could never imagine. The blessings are yours.
All right, welcome back, y'all. With my guest, Miss Sarah Tyree, we are back live. So, Let me make sure I put this up on the screen. Matter of fact, I just put that thing. Is that it? That's it right there, right? Hold up. Let me make sure I got this in here right. Get this on there. .org, right?
Yeah.
There we go. Bam. So we got that in there, man. Make sure you guys go out there and let's support, you know what I'm saying? Because therapy is needed inside of our community. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, if we could be able to have more therapy inside of the community, it would change a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It would. I mean, when I tell you that it's like one of the, we talk about this all the time. I'm always talking about autopilot, right? So I believe people are on autopilot. And what I mean by that, they're comfortable with what they're doing right then and there. They're always just being comfortable. Comfortable should be is a dangerous place to be. Right. Because when you're comfortable, that means you're not growing. And the thing of it is that we'll put these stigmas on ourselves, man, so much that we'll be like, hey, I can't do this. I can't do this. But I am is the greatest thing that the word that we have. You know what I'm saying? And so in our communities, we are not taught that. And it's not just in the communities. It's just everywhere. To me nowadays, it's more so a human thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I can see individuals. It's individuals that's just going down the wrong path or just need help. And
I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, go ahead, chime in. What do you mean by that?
So, like, you know, I travel out of country a lot, and when I try to submerge myself in other cultures, and I don't see what we see here in America in other places. Whatever culture they are, they're more community minded. They're more like keeping alive traditions while also moving forward. A lot of the countries that we've been to have been socialist countries. And I know that socialist seems to be like a scary word, but that means that you're getting free education and you're getting free healthcare, right? And so they're healthier than we are, and they're more educated than we are, and their interpersonal relationships look drastically different than Americans.
Oh, so, I agree 100% with that. Like, now, see, now you asking me outside of America. Absolutely. I agree 100% with you. I've, you know what I'm saying? The traveling is different. You know what I'm saying? When I'm traveling different places, the accommodation and the people and the conversations that I'm having are totally different from the ones that I'm having in the States. You know what I mean? Yeah. That is a real, real fact. And that's what I'm saying. How is it that, you know, in the supposed to, the most freest country in the world, and the you exactly right. What do you mean by that?
But like, really, like, are we the most free country? Like, are we the top dog? Like, because we're really not, in my opinion, and as somebody who served in the military, I view America as a bunch of bullies. Like, we're just fucking bullies, period. We're always sticking our noses in other people's shit when we can't even take care of our own stuff. But, like,
I agree.
I think the media does a really great job at painting all of these other countries as third world countries. Like, yeah. Be scared. Don't go there. Don't travel. And then you go there and you're like,
had the best damn time of your life. Never want to leave.
You want me to fly back to America? Oh no, let me stay here. It's not like that. But I think they do it because they want to keep people in fear and they want to keep people here, right? Like,
oh yeah. Fear is the, I mean, that's what we live. That's what they live for. That's what they live for. Fear. I mean, from the time you're a kid, they give you fear. Yep. That's the whole thing, to give you a bunch of fear. Turn on the news, somebody's dying here, somebody's doing that. But it's like what you said, you know what I mean? Like, on some real stuff. So I don't get caught up in TV. I'm not gonna even lie to you. I don't get caught up in none of this stuff, because I believe what you watch is what you are, you know, what you become. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And so, but that's for me, and I had to realize that's not real for me. But imagine the people who watching TV, like how we talk about, they are living in fear. And the fear that they pump inside of them every day is just like, it's unbelievable.
is how they control the world, right? Like, we use fear to control people. So I'm here for that. I support that. And if you haven't left the country, you really should. There are lots of places that will welcome you with open arms. You don't have to break the bank to do it. And there are a lot of places that you can travel out of the country without a passport as well. So, like, get on it for sure. Yeah.
Hey, that's the best thing, man. So that's what I'm gonna lead off into next. So, you know, we want to lead the country and you want to go out the country and stuff, but you know, you got a boutique, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna talk about that, right? You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that and what kind of clothes what do you got going on in the boutique? Talk to me.
Yeah, so I own a store called Goddess Bridal Boutique. Because I want folks, men and women, everyone in between, to live in their defined femininity. And so I created this place for two communities specifically, one for the Black community and two for the queer community. I experienced some things last year that...
For people who don't know, because I got people that are older, can you explain what queer community is? Because some people don't know and they're not educated. So please, you know what I'm saying, enlighten us a little bit.
Yeah, so queers, for some folks, they identify as queer as a certain part of the LGBTQ community. I use it as an overarching, it's like, you know, maybe you are lesbian, you're gay, you're bi, you're trans, you're an intersex. And for those that don't know what intersex means, it means that you were born with both genitalia, right? And so there are people that fall into this category because they're not accepted into society yet. And so when I created Goddess Bridal Boutique, it was really because, you know, Black people and queer people as a whole aren't being represented in the bridal industry, like anywhere. On websites, not in social media, not with their models, not with any of the things. And so some of the things that I experienced last year kind of just made me feel like I'm fucking over it. And I would rather create that space instead of continuing to just complain and like write it off. And so now folks can like come into the store, and whether they're looking for bridal or they want to have something custom made or their kids are going to prom or they have quinceañeras, like they can come in here and have all of their needs taken care of.
Oh, that's super dope. So you do like the tuxes, the whole nine yards? Oh, that is super dope. So how long you guys been in business?
So I opened on July 1st of this year. So I've literally only been open for 5 months.
Okay.
And I think one of the pieces that's like really unique about us is currently like all the designers that I have in store are either a person of color, they're of the queer community, or I've been able to like scour their social media, scour like news articles and make sure that they were allies to our communities. So really from like top down, we're making sure that this is for us by us. But also, you know, lots of places do suit rentals. Well, we are also doing dress rentals. So if somebody doesn't have the budget to buy a dress, but they like something in here, they can also come in and rent. So, you know.
Oh, that is super dope. That is super dope. What made you come up with that concept? That's something I've never seen before.
Yeah, I think because like we're headed to a recession. You know, we're headed to a recession and your girl has some bills to pay. So like, how can I support me, support you, support me?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful idea. And so tell people exactly where you're located as well.
Yeah. So we are in Phoenix, Arizona. You can find us at goddessbridalboutique.com. The goal is that within the next 4 years, I will open 4 more across all of the major Black cities across the country. So Houston, Atlanta. I think I haven't decided if I want to do one in DC or in LA, but then I'll do one in the Midwest as well.
Man, that's super dope. And how are you doing in this store? How's the wedding season? Like, so you're in AZ, so it's like wedding season is all the time, right? So it never stops, right?
You would think that it's all the time. And I think that I also thought that too. But there's definitely waves because it's so hot here. So a lot of people do go out of state to have their weddings, or they wait to the spring or the fall. And I kind of opened right in the middle of that. So things have been slow so far.
Hey, I'm going to say this, you know, you might need to get you like, so I got a suggestion for a bridal gown or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You might need to get like some shorts or something for them, you know what I'm saying? Because it's so hot out in AZ that, you know, you can put out the first short suit of a bridal dress. There it is.
Hey, listen, but we are like, a lot of folks are moving away from like traditional stuff, right? And they're wearing too, like, I have brides that come in and they don't want to wear a dress. They want to wear like a top and pants or, you know, whatever. So if people have ideas and they want those ideas brought to life, like that's what we're here for. Just because I have things in store doesn't mean you have to have one of those things. Like, let's create together. And like, to me, when you're getting married or you're going to a formal event or whatever it is, you are introducing the world to your new self, right?
Most definitely.
You should look, feel, like, express being bomb in those moments. So that's what we want.
So you guys custom make dresses?
All the things.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot. You got the one-on-one spot. You got the one-on-one spot. Man, Sarah, I just want to thank you so much for being able to be a guest today. I'm telling you, it was a pleasure. And if you're throwing anything or doing anything, please let us know, because I definitely want to be involved in it, as well as if we could be able to help promote anything that you're doing, please let us know. You can send us some stuff and we'll put it on the show. I play it in the commercials. You know what I mean? You get a commercial or something, let me know. I put it inside of the commercial with the wedding dresses. You know what I mean? And then now you can have a spot where you can play commercials. So.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And listen, we're heading into a presidential election. So when you're ready to bring it back and talk about civic engagement 101, like, let's do it. Because, right, like, if our vote, if the Black vote didn't matter, if it wasn't so powerful, then they wouldn't be working so hard to make sure that we don't vote. Right.
And you ain't lying about that. They wouldn't be making sure they trying to get it. So I'm 100% with you. What we'll do is let's link back up on when that come, and we'll start doing some stuff. Matter of fact, we'll just bring a couple of people in and we can start having a little talk or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That'd be dope. I appreciate your time so much, as we do all the time. Hold up. Matter of fact, Sarah, let me before you leave. What do you tell people about chasing their purpose?
Oh, man. So, you know, I asked you before the show, like, how honest and transparent you wanted me to be about our discussions. And I knew that this question was coming, and I kind of like really struggled with it, because earlier this year I tried to take my life. And obviously I was unsuccessful in that. And I don't think that I've really regained what my purpose is. But what I will say is that I believe that we as humans, while our time on this planet, however long or however short it is that we should be leaving things and people better than we found them. No matter what your individual purpose is, we should always be striving to leaving people and places better than we found them.
Man. With that being said, Miss Sarah, I want to thank you so much. That was a blessing. Peace and blessings, y'all. And as I do all the time, man, leave y'all with a video of the week. And this is the video of the month. It's called Wake Up Calls, my new single. Make sure y'all go download, stream it. Do what y'all got to do. Peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. It's the boy, Jermell Reed. Sarah, thank you so much. We're throwing the balloons on them, baby. Peace and blessings, y'all. They say in the time when the people will need them, a prophet will come. Ho! Believe in yourself and you seize in the moment, your blessings will come. Ho! No, you can't play me, hitter.
Why?
Cause I'm not like these hitters.
Hey.
And you can't call my hitters. Who trained these hitters? Who raised these hitters? I'm him. Boy, I'm a god, I'm a king, and my son is about to become the same thing. My daughters, they mind is on point, and they melanin dripping, they goddesses and queens. I can care less if you're feeling me. I'ma tell you right now what it's gonna be. Sound like less you and a lot of me. Something on your chest, G, dog, you better let it be. This a different league, whole different pedigree. I was in the kitchen cooking up the recipe. Meditated and it came back patiently. Looked around and then stuff started happening.
Why?
Cause you can't.
can't play me, hitter. Why? Cause I'm not like these hitters. And you can't call me hitter. Who trained these hitters? Who raised these hitters? I'm him.
Blessed from the womb. Yes, I was blessed from the womb. Like a cocoon. Like a cocoon, I fast for days and the beauty's consumed. My soul was lost, my soul was lost, my soul was lost, and I didn't know the cost. To sell my soul, no sell my soul, it is worth more than those diamonds and gold. Check me out now. Please believe this gon' get airplay. Please believe you gon' see me one day. Take my style, come back, then you go away. Turn around and give it back to me anyway.
Why?
Cause you can't play me, hitter.
Why?
Cause I'm not like these hitters. And you can't call me hitter. Who trained these hitters? Who raised these hitters? I'm him.
Blessings on me, me. Nothing but blessings on me. Blessings on her, she. Bless what she see. Bless what she hear, what she see. Blessings on we. Bless what we speak. Bless what we hear, what we speak. Blessings on we. Blessings on me. Nothing but blessings on me. Check me out now. Please believe this gon' get airplay. Please believe you gon' see me one day. Take my style, come back, then you go away. Turn around and give it back to me anyway.
Why?
Cause you can't play me, hitter.
Why?
Cause I'm not like these hitters. And you can't call me hitter. Who trained these hitters? Who raised these hitters? I'm him.
Blessings on me, me. Nothing but blessings on me. Blessings on her, she. Bless what she see. Bless what she hear, what she see. Blessings on we. Bless what we speak. Bless what we hear, what we speak. Blessings on we. Blessings on me. Nothing but blessings on me. Check me out now. Blessings. Nothing but blessings. Blessings. Nothing but blessings.